advices, you can recall that we had touched on the topic of the upbringing of children. And we had spoken about the importance of giving them more than material, not only material, but more than material things. And alhamdulillah, it pleases me to say that I had received very good feedback with regard to it, and many brothers in the congregation were very supportive and appreciative that we had touched on that topic, and they said that, Maulana, if you could just one more time touch on it, inshallah, it will perhaps open the hearts and the minds of parents. Of course, you find the one, two who might differ in my opinion to that, but we live by the principle that whatever we do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We please our Creator at all times. That is the principle we live by, and we take the good and we leave the bad. That is the principle. We take the good and we leave the bad. Nevertheless, respected elders and friends, in my introduction, I wish to say that for everything in life, there is both a procedure and a price. For everything in life, there is both a procedure and a price. For example, if a person wishes to build a house, he understands that the structure will cost him a substantial amount of money, and it will not happen overnight. It will not spring overnight. There is a procedure and there is a price. Similarly, if a person wishes to become a highly qualified specialist in the medical field, he will understand that he will have to work his way through school, matriculate with good marks, gain admission into the university, pass through the various years, etc., before his aspiration can eventually be realized. This is the simple yet inescapable system that dominates all facets of life. There is a procedure and there is a price. If a person does not recognize the system, if a person does not recognize the system, then he will expect to have whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, and he will expect to have it for free. Naturally, you and I know that this cannot work, due to which the corrupt mindset will lead to massive problems. Now, the early years of a child's life are acknowledged by the formative years, the years during which values, ideals, and morals are installed within the child, and the mindset of the child is molded. Hence, we need to take a close, unbiased look at our children to determine exactly what values are we instilling in them. Whenever they want something, keep my introduction in mind. I told you, in all facets of life, there is a procedure and there is a price. So whenever they want something, do they resort to a tantrum, screaming and crying? And yes, is it because we give in whenever they do this and grant them whatever they demand? If they want something, do we give it to them instantly? Or do we make them earn it? Even though it be through some seemingly mundane chore, such as picking up their clothes, or packing their cupboards, or packing their toys, or making their beds, or assisting the helper, it might seem to be a mundane chore, but you are instilling the principle of a procedure and a price. When they misbehave and they become rebellious, do we punish them suitably? Or do we pacify them by placing an iPad in their hands or a sweet in their mouth? Our honest answers to these questions will be sufficient enough for us to gauge the type of upbringing that we are giving our children and will assist us to see whether we are molding them or they are molding us. The result of this upbringing of instant gratification with no consequences is exactly as described above, where our children will expect to receive what they want, whenever they want, how they want, at the mere trigger of a temper tantrum. The matter may not seem overly serious when they're small. Say, never mind, they're small. You see? He's still small. So it might not seem very serious when they're small. But ask those whose children are no longer children, but are now young adults, and most of them will tell you with a broken heart that, Maulana, I gave in to him when he was small. Now the children are disobedient. They refuse to behave reasonably and they do not understand the consequences. They do not understand the consequences of their actions and they expect daddy with his contacts and daddy with his credit card to always rush to the rescue. That is how they live. Never mind, my father will sort it out. No procedure, no price, no consequences. My dad will sort it out. Even if that child misbehaves. This is the irony of our society we live in, unfortunately, my brothers. Even if the child is misbehaving, my daddy will sort it out. My daddy got contacts. They are unable to work or achieve anything in life as they are always handed everything on the golden platter. Now, even as adults, they cannot handle not getting their way. Consequently, unfortunately, their marriages fail. They are not even an asset, but a liability to the family business and overall an embarrassment to the value, to the family and general values of society. Before our children reach that point of no return, let us put measures in place for their sake. From now on, make them work for what they want. And make them face the consequences of their actions. Remember that the medicine may be bitter, but is absolutely necessary for the recovery and well-being of the patient. We should never give up and never give in. We should never give up and never give in. The medicine is bitter. You might feel at that time, what am I doing? But my friends, the end result will be good, inshallah. Children are growing up physically, but they are weakening religiously. And time is no longer the same as before. The day you lose sight of your child, I spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that hen that lost sight of its egg, what happened? What happened? The predator came and ate that chick. The day you lose sight of your child, their mind will be attacked by 1,000 wrong ideologies. Their eyes will be attacked by 1,000,000 bad videos of pornography. Their time will be invaded by 1,000,000 evil matters that will distract them from good. Then how about those who leave their children for months and ages and for years without parenting? Fathers, your children don't need new clothes. They don't need a big allowance. Or they don't need an abundant inheritance if you do not instill in them the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You don't instill in them the value that Allah is watching you. You do not discover the aspects of good in them. And you use those aspects of good that Allah has blessed your children and you nurture them and you mold them. You know, many times parents say that what is going to happen to my child when I die? That is the common sentence that many a parents would use, that what is going to happen to my children when I leave this world? I say, what is going to happen to them when they leave this world? What is going to happen to them when they leave this world? My respected elders and friends, put the whole worldly life for the sake of your own flesh and blood aside. For the sincere dua of a righteous son or a daughter after you, after your death, a sincere dua that a child will make for you after you leave this world, that, oh Allah, forgive my parents, is better for you than all the trifles that distracted you from them. That one dua that your child will make for you when you leave this world, that, oh Allah, forgive my parents. Your child will visit your qabr when you leave this world, be it on a Friday or whatever day it is, that is will be more precious to you than all the inheritance that you leave behind for them. Your children are watching you. They are learning from you. They are practicing it in the world. They will love how you love. They will hate how you hate. Remember this. We can't expect our children to grow up to be good people if we're not showing them how to be good people. You see, my friends, so long as the primary focus of this ummah is to chase wealth, to gain luxuries that we do not need, we will continuously raise men and women who are unable to make sacrifices for the true cause of Islam. Because we have taught them luxuries to become as necessities. The father is worried when he's going to buy his new car. The mother is worried that her house interior is getting old and dated and she needs new interior in her house. The teenage child is worried about upgrading his latest iPhone or Samsung. The same mindset, the same mentality is being sieved down and we are blind to see it. If we do not raise children to make them understand that the true cause of Islam is not in the gaining of luxuries, my respected elders and friends, how can you be satisfied with the same goal generation upon generation that we are justified in trying to earn as much as money as possible, to hoard as much as possible, to leave our children one day behind? Earn wealth. I'm not saying don't earn wealth. Earn wealth, most definitely. It is the sunnah of my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Earn wealth, but use it wisely to benefit the ummah. And make your kids, make your children something you were not able to for his deen. You did not have the opportunity to become something of your deen. Make your children, instead of just hoping for them to become richer than you were, indeed, for every nation there is a trial. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that for every nation there is a trial, and the trial for my nation is wealth. And the trial for my nation is wealth. We should also make dua for their protection. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the following dua for the protection of his grandsons, Hazrat Hussein and Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he used to say, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min kulli shaytanin wa hammatin. وَمِن كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّةٍ. That he used to say, O Allah, I seek protection for the two of you in the complete words and in the perfect words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every shaitan and every poisonous or harmful creature and from every eye that causes harm. Read this dua. Learn this dua when they go out in the morning to school, when they go out to madrasa. Make dua after every salah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu used to wake up for tahajjud salah. And his main goal and purpose of waking up for tahajjud salah was to cry for his children. Subhanallah. And he says, my child used to hold me by my leg. And when he used to do that, I used to say, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. That Allah make my children and my progeny the coolness of my eyes. And he used to say, oh Allah, when my child used to cry again, I used to make the dua, Aslih li fi dhurriyati. That, oh Allah, that help my progeny, and oh Allah, guide my progeny. These were men who nurtured their children. They went into wars and they fought for the sake of Islam. But when they came back, they nurtured the children on the upbringing of the guidance of Allah and His Rasul. But yet in the darkness of the night, they cried for their children. He said, "Aslih li fi dhurriyati," that oh Allah guide my progeny. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam would recite this very same dua and seek protection for his sons Ismail and Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam. My friends, the challenges that our children are going to face are innumerable. We need to make our home the fortress of deen. We need to instill small sunnahs in our home. The sunnah of eating, the sunnah of waking up. You know, create an atmosphere of deen at home. Son, did you read your dua before eating? Son, did you read your dua after eating? You're going to the toilet, did you read your dua? Did you read your Yasin this morning? All these small things, they will remember your faith. They will say, my daddy told me that I must read my Yasin in the morning. My daddy told me I must read my dua before I eat. My daddy told me that I must read my dua after I eat. Create an atmosphere of deen. You don't know that Ayatul Kursi that they read, something was supposed to happen in the road. Something was supposed to happen to them. The dua that you sent them with in the morning was their savior and their protector. So many parents today have told me, my friends, so many parents have told me that, Maulana, if only I had given more deen to my child. I gave him everything. But the most important thing I didn't give him. Before we regret, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our children in the shade of His divine protection. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a means of thawab jariyah for us in this world as well as in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلقنا في أحسن تقويم وربنا على موائد بره وخيره العميم أحمده تعالى وأشكره كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وسلطانه العظيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة على صاحبها التحية والسلام عباد الله ينادينا سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وروى ابن جرير أن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال في معنى هذه الآية اعملوا بطاعة الله واتقوا معاصي الله ومروا أولادكم بامتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي فذلكم وقايتهم من النار وروى أن علي رضي الله عنه قال في معنى هذه الآية علموا أنفسكم وأهليكم الخير وأدبوهم نسأل الله التوفيق واعلموا أن من شب على شيء شاب عليه غالبا فمن نشأ ولده على الدين والمثل العليا في الصغر سر به في الكبر ففي أيدينا مسؤولة كبرى وفي أعناقنا أمانة عظمى لتربية الأولاد وأطفال المسلمين يا معشر المسلمين إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سطر لنا منهجا رشيدا بقوله مروا أولادكم بالصلاة لسبع واضربوهم عليها لعشر وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع نسأل الله التوفيق فأدبوهم بالرفق واللين لا بالأنف والشدة خشى أن ينفر منكم أخبر ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرفق لا يكون في شيء إلا زانه وشيء إلا شأنه أخرجه الإمام البخاري رزقنا الله عز وجل وأولادنا صحبة الصالحين ووفقنا للقيام بما أوجب علينا من القيام بتربية أولادنا والحفاظ عليهم من أهل الشر والفساد أخبره الله بذلك بقوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين آمين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في شام اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كشمير اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure our subs are straight, shoulder to shoulder. There's still quite a bit of space in the masjid itself. Let us try to fill in the gap, stand as close as possible, inshallah, with our heels in line. Whilst we're doing that, we remind one and all about the weekly contribution that takes place. Humble request for the brothers to donate generously. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with the opportunity. What a beautiful masjid, beautiful madrasa. Inshallah, whatever we spend, put the money in your child's hand and teach him how to spend in the path of Allah. Put that 100 rand, 200 rand in your child's hand and say, son, go and put it in the box. And inshallah, he will grow up with this fikr and this concern of deen that he must also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make him also part of that spending, inshallah, and he will grow up and he will be nurtured and molded with the same idea that inshallah, one day when you leave this world, he will remember you for that. And he will say, my dad gave me this 100 and 200 every week that I must spend, inshallah. And you will earn that reward as well, inshallah. May Allah give us the understanding.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Ashhadu
anna. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah.
Qam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وسرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك في هذا المجال اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين